impact. When I hear that word, I think of an event that changes you for the better. Have I ever experienced impact? Absolutely. Is impact always expected? Absolutely not. Between the time of November 21st and December 24th, 2015, I experienced impact in one of its greatest forms. On the cool autumn morning of November 21st, 2015, I woke up at about 7:45 for an early morning cheer practice, but all I could think about was what was to come later that day. A few minutes after my alarm went off, my mom came upstairs to make sure I was awake. She began to climb in bed with me while telling me that something was telling her to lay with me, even for just a little. Soon after, we were headed to cheer practice. When I walked in, a friend of mine asks, "Are you coming bowling with the team tonight?" Despite how much I wanted to go, I had already agreed to go on a birthday vacation in Paris, Texas for a friend from school, because it was Thanksgiving break. Fasting forward to the road trip to Paris, Texas, where my 14-year-old self was bouncing in excitement. The birthday girl's grandmother, whom was driving, asked us if we would rather head straight to the house or see the mini Eiffel Tower with the cowboy hat on it. Before anyone else was even able to speak, I yelled, "I want to see the house!" The decision that practically changed everything. As we arrived to the house, everyone threw their stuff down and ran outside to see the property. "Come see the zip line," the birthday girl said. The zip line was on the roof. The girl's cousin built it. Everyone eagerly climbed up the stairs on the side of the house onto the deck up top. I wander off to the edge without railing to look around as the other girls begin harnessing up. I look around at the view with the cool breeze flowing through my hair while everyone else is not paying attention. As I look over at them, they're taking pictures and talking, and then all they hear is a loud clap. That's all anyone hears, louder than their own thoughts. They slowly inch towards where I was standing to look down on the concrete and see me laying there, motionless. I dared to get towards the edge, and I fell. Hard. As one of the girls calls 911, shaking, barely able to breathe, everyone walks up to me to see that I am unconscious. They wait in a nearby parking lot for an ambulance to show up, and when it does, they hook me up to oxygen tubes. Soon after, a care flight arrives. They fly me to Medical Center Plano, a 5-star rated trauma hospital. I continue to lie there motionless as MRIs and CT scans are being done on me. After my family learned that I have over 5 brain bleeds and severe head trauma with a shattered cheekbone, they are told that I most likely won't be waking up. They are told that if I do wake up, I won't be the same Danny that they knew before. All except for one neurosurgeon. He said that I would be perfectly fine, the same girl that they knew before. After seeing my CT scans and how swollen my face was, my parents thought that he had to be crazy. There's no way that they'll ever see their daughter the same again. And that's when I was put into a medically induced coma. A little over a week later, I was laying in my hospital bed, eyes still closed. My eyes slowly opened to see my mom with tears of joy in her eyes. I didn't know what was going on. I was so confused. I was unable to speak. I was unable to move. I didn't know what had happened to me. Suddenly, an image flashes across my mind. It's the house, with the concrete in front of me, and I'm on the ground. I was unsure of where or what that was, but it wasn't long after that when I learned. I woke up the next day in a new building, much farther away than the last one. I was at our children's house in Dallas. This was a rehab facility where they were going to teach me to walk, talk, eat, and sleep normally again. I noticed a tube in my stomach. I was told that that's where I was fed from, and the food that they put in it smelled disgusting. I could not wait to learn how to eat regular food again. After a few weeks of learning everything I needed to know to become a normal girl again, I became angry. I ran out of the hospital. I somehow remembered which car was my mom's. I grabbed the door handle and I began yanking, screaming, "Let me go home, let me go home." Everyone looked at me with sadness in their eyes. They had to put a tracker wristband on me so it didn't happen again, and I just became angry with everyone and with everything. And my parents were told that that was normal for someone with a brain injury, but I didn't know what was going on. I was punching nurses, kicking my dad, saying rude words to everyone. One day during one of my angry episodes, when I was screaming and crying about who knows what, I look up at my parents who were looking down at me. I see the tears in their eyes and I say, wait, this is real? I recognized them. I knew who they were. Because before I didn't. And it was from that point forward that everything started to become normal. And on December 24th, 2015, I was told by my occupational therapist that I would be getting to go home for Christmas Day.